Amina Robinson died on Friday. She was a well-known Columbus artist. She's been described as an observer, both of people and the places around her. Was that evident in her art?
Very much so. Amina was a great storyteller, and she saw her art as a way of expressing the stories, the many, many stories that had been passed down to her, both through her family and through her community, and a way of connecting us to that history. You know, the history of that goes past us every single day, maybe not those big events that make the front of the newspaper, but things that truly move us and change us as human beings. And that was really what she was committed to.
She was very interested in teaching and preserving, as you say, the history of Columbus. How did she do it? How did her art actually take on its physical expression?
I suppose you could say she was a multimedia artist, but that just doesn't seem to fit for me, for Amina. She worked in cloth. Many of us know her button pieces. There were pieces that large cloth paintings that she would call her rag-a-nons. And the joke, of course, Amina would say is the pieces rag on and on because she would keep adding to them. There were works that she would do over years and years and decades that she would continue to add to. So she did the cloth pictures. She did print work. She did sculpture with a material called hogmog, which was of her own making. Beautiful drawings. There's just so many different forms that her art took. The book was one of her favorite vehicles. She loved to make handmade books. Some of them completely painted. Others were actually prints as well. But she felt the book was a form of really conveying her stories.
She also created quilts, some of which were very, very large, but they were also very dimensional, very textural.
Yes, yes. Everything she did, it would come off of the ground, the grounding of the work, and would move into your space. People were extraordinarily moved, even if they were from somewhere else. We also forget that she traveled, and she told the stories of other communities and other peoples that she discovered. In 1979, she did her first major residency in Africa. She spent 6 weeks in Africa, and it was actually shortly after that that she changed her name to Amina because she'd been given that name by a holy man.
You mentioned that she often would work on pieces for years and years. One piece that she started in 1958 called Themba. The museum plans to unveil that piece this summer. Have you seen it?
Well, actually, what we're going to do this summer, Marilyn, is no one has ever seen it. It's an entirety, including Amina. It lives in Amina's. I know that Amina knew in her mind and her memory every part of that piece, but it is so large that it is never, her house was not large enough to unroll it. And I've never had a space. So one of the things that we're going to do in July is unroll it and document it and film it for everyone. We won't be putting it up yet because we've got to figure out a way and there's much research to be done. Themba really is at the heart of Amina's work. It is about the stories that Themba told her, who was a part of Amina's extended family. And actually, Themba's life reaches back to the years before the Civil War. And she was one of the last to come over through the Middle Passage.
Columbus, Ohio has really lost an artist, but it sounds as though you've also lost a friend.
I have, and the museum has lost a very, very dear friend. We, you know, have known Amina intimately for many, many years. We've did 8 solo exhibitions with Amina, the first in 1990, and of course the most famous was Symphonic Poem. So we've done so many projects with her, and she was just such a dear friend, someone who made us see our community different and made me dream dreams I think I would not have without her, without having known. She's an incredibly inspiring human being. And I just think that the world is a little sadder for not having that daily inspiration. I mean, the work is still here. And that's what Amina, I can hear Amina in my ear saying, but the work is here. The work is here. And it was about the work.
Nanette Macy-Jones, director of the Columbus Museum of Art, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.